Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Two Yucca Valley Town Council members have announced their intention to run for re-election yesterday. Council members Robert Lombardo and Jeff Drozd disclosed that they were pursuing re-election in separate announcements, both made just after noon yesterday. Council member Robert Lombardo, who is currently serving a one-year term as Yucca Valley mayor, visited the Z1077 studios just after noon to announce his intention to run for another term representing District 4. Lombardo was appointed to the town council in 2011 and was voted into office beginning in 2012. Councilmember Jeff Drozd, who is currently serving a one-year term as Yucca Valley Mayor Pro Tem, made his announcement via email, describing his time with the town council as a pleasure. Drozd represents District 2 and was elected in 2016. The San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters accepts candidacy paperwork early, but candidate filing is July 15th through August 19th, and they were unable to say if any other candidates will be running in Yucca Valley's District 4 or 5 until that period ends. Election day is November 5th, 2024. The Yucca Room was packed with nonprofits during last night's Yucca Valley Town Council meeting, where Measure Y funds were discussed alongside a major town project that is finally coming to fruition. Online news editor Robert Hayden picks it up from here.
The long-planned-for Yucca Valley Aquatic and Recreation Center project was awarded to Robert Clapper Construction Services out of Redlands, California. Their base bid was just under $38.6 million, and construction is anticipated to start in July of this year and be completed by November of 2026. Next up, Measure Y partnership funding applications were reviewed. They approved the Measure Y budget of $100,000 and will be distributing the requested funds to 8 Yucca Valley nonprofits. At the end of the Measure Y report, finance manager Jordan Gumbush did some budget magic to fund the Senior Citizen Club's request out of non-Measure Y funds, opening up an additional $5,000 which could be awarded to the 29 Palms Church of the Nazarenes food program, an action that garnered a lot of applause in the room. After an extensive public comment period where all the funded nonprofits spoke to thank the town, business moved on to a slightly warmer issue, food trucks, or specifically the town's lack of any sort of food truck permitting. Christy Neeler from the Happy Cooker Food Truck spoke during the public comment period and discussed some of the issues with legally running a food truck in town. Specifically, she wondered why her food truck is currently shut down during the info gathering period while the very visible taco tents on Highway 62 are still operating. Deputy Town Manager Shane Stuckel replied that the town is actively issuing citations to property owners that allow the non-permitted food tents. Planning Commission Chair Gerard Noonan spoke to his experience in other towns with permitting food trucks and sidewalk vending, a fact that may have played into the council's decision to defer the issue to the Planning Commission to hammer out the details. We'll have a link to the full minutes and video of last night's meeting at this story at Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
A new public art installation is opening today in Yucca Valley. Infinite Connection, a large metal work from sculptor Gubby Beck, will be celebrated tonight with a ribbon cutting. Installed in front of the Yucca Valley Branch Library, Beck's piece is part of the town of Yucca Valley's temporary art installation component of their public art program. Beck, a local sculptor, makes large and small-scale pieces from hand-bent metal. The town is hosting a ribbon-cutting event today at 6 p.m. at the library location. Everyone is welcome to attend. The Copper Mountain College Board of Trustees meets in regular session tomorrow afternoon. The board is expected to consider education criteria, enrollment priorities, student elections, vacancies on the board, and more at tomorrow's meeting. They will also receive comments from the public. The meeting will be held tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Copper Mountain College's Bell Center, located at 6162 Rotary Way in Joshua Tree. Grubstake Days is coming to Yucca Valley in a few weeks, but if you're interested in getting growing for one annual tradition, here is your reminder to stop shaving now. The Grubstakes Day Beard Contest is returning once again, set for May 25th at noon at Brem Park. Categories for 2024 will include full beard, partial beard, length, freestyle, and stash daddy. There will also be 5 People's Choice winners with a cash prize attached. It costs $15 to enter the contest, And applications are available at Ace of Fades in 29 Palms, the Yucca Valley Chamber of Commerce, located at the California Welcome Center, or the Yucca Valley Community Center. Blood is always needed in the Morongo Basin, and Livestream will be holding a blood drive tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the California Welcome Center, located at 56711 29 Palms Highway in Yucca Valley. Healthy individuals at least 15 years of age may donate blood. Donors receive a free mini physical. Please set an appointment by calling Livestream at 1-800-879-4484 or visiting lstream.org. Once you've cleaned your chompers, one local Girl Scout troop wants you to think twice before tossing out your worn-out toothbrush or used-up flosser. They want you to recycle them instead. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Headed straight for the landfill, approximately 1 billion plastic toothbrushes are thrown away every year in the United States, creating 50 million pounds of waste annually. Yucca Valley Girl Scout Troop 947 is asking residents to help them tackle that problem. The girls have created collection bins to take your spent toothbrushes, disposable flossers, dental floss containers, toothbrush heads, mouthwash containers, and toothpaste tubes so they may be recycled into shoes, park benches, new toothbrushes, and clothes. Throughout May, oral care recycling bins will be in several spots across the Morongo Basin, including the lobby right here at Z1077 FM in Joshua Tree. Additional bin locations include the Yucca Valley Town Hall Lobby and the Green Roadrunner, also in Yucca Valley. Troop 947 will collect the items and ship them to Oral-B, which facilitates the program. Currently in fifth grade, the Scouts are working toward earning a Bronze Award by making a difference in their community. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
And finally, the senior class at 29 Palms High School is holding a fundraiser tomorrow afternoon. From 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., families, friends, and neighbors can take a coupon to Denny's in 29 Palms, and 20% of their total bill will go to the high school senior class. The funds will be used to help grad night and graduation activities and necessities. If you want to participate in this fundraiser, you can pick up a coupon at the 29 Palms High School front office. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.